You straight up cuckooed that dude, bro. Oh my God.
You've got all your Charger gear on because
feeling fresh as hell.
Oh, you guys better enjoy this.
The fans loved it.
You have to love what you're seeing on tape if you're a Chargers fan, especially for the future with Justin
Herbert on the move and throws and touchdown.
We're gonna do this together. Yes.
Quarterback log. I'll report back shortly. Justin out.
Stay tuned for some good content.
Welcome back to the Charger Chat. I'm your co-host, Wooldog, sitting with my buddy, Kev Huggin Duggan.
Good morning, Starshine.
Good morning. Let's not forget Kyle, the coach, Duggan. Where is he?
The Earth says hello.
What's a Starshine?
That's from morning, Willy Wonka.
Starshine?
The Earth says hello.
The worst of the Willy Wonka movies, by the way. The new one. The new one kicks ass. Love it.
The new one's awesome.
It's badass.
Love it.
So good.
All right, folks. Well, we've got a heck of an episode lined up for you. Lots of rumblings around the league, and we've got a Craig experience lined up. So let's waste no time. Let's start off at the top talking about the Colin Cowherd show, apparently, because there's a lot of news. We've got an empty coaching spot right now. And so
don't tell that to Giff. Don't tell that to Giff Smith because he's a badass.
That's
true. Talk about him later. But
yeah, we'll get into it.
But, strike that. Reverse it.
Strike it. Reverse it. Let's talk about Colin.
Well, this is going to be the Willy Wonka episode.
It is.
We'll
be eating everlasting gobstoppers before this episode's done. Let's see. On the Colin Cowherd show, he said, I did confirm last night and yesterday afternoon that the Chargers are very interested in Jim Harbaugh. He's at the top of the wish list. The very tippy top of the wish list.
It's like Christmas. It's like you make the list for Santa. And you know, you got Tonka truck. This is, I imagine, what John Spanos wants. Tonka truck, some like Hot Wheels, Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
You just gotta sit on Santa's lap and ask for it nicely. Yeah.
I don't have any kids. Do they still make like the magazines where like kids can like circle, like I want this and I want this and I want this?
No, they usually
do your
just,
kids do no, that?
Amazon.
They just, yeah.
Oh, it's just Amazon. They just make their own. They send me,
my son steals my wife's phone and sends me links.
They just add it to our cart.
Yeah. Just buy it, old man. Like, okay, sure.
Well, honey.
All right, whatever you say.
Yeah, he's got to be at the very top of the list for sure. Everybody's been talking about it.
Anyone that has a head coaching vacancy, how is he not at the top of your list?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, like there's going to be more than just the Chargers looking for a head coach. I've already heard everyone like, oh, the Raiders, that would be a great spot for Harbaugh to end up. And I'm like, but why? Like, why would anyone ever want to coach the Raiders? I don't understand the draw, except for they pay you a bunch. They fire you and then they still pay you for a really long time. I guess that's the draw. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. He's like, I'll put in a solid year. They'll pay me for five and I'll get
$50 million and coach 1 year. It'll be great.
Ah, retire.
And we were talking about it earlier, Kyle, you were telling us a little bit about his track record of what he had done leading up to where he is now. It's crazy.
Everywhere he goes. I mean, every single stop that he goes, he takes a program or a franchise that's in the sewer and he takes them to the top like instantaneously. And the thing that I think that is great is he has an identity. I feel like we haven't had an identity as a team in a really long time. I would even say since LT. When we had LT, when you had Marty Schottenheimer, you know that you're going to come play us. We're going to run the ball like and punch you in the face. Our defense is going to play tough. That is Harbaugh. He's done the same, no matter what level he's coaching at. He came to San Diego and coached at USD, took his team to 2-11-1 season, won the Pioneer League twice. He then goes to Stanford, beats one of the greatest USC teams of all time in an upset. And then he goes to San Francisco, and out of his 4 years in San Francisco, he went to 3 NFC championship games and a Super Bowl.
Wow.
Now he's at Michigan, and at Michigan, which also, I mean, gigantic school, everyone knows Michigan football,
sure,
but it had been underperforming for a very long time. And they've now been back-to-back college football playoffs. Like that's just what he does. He's just a leader. He can create this culture, and they are tough. Man, like I was watching, I don't remember one of the games that he was suspended for. I think it was Penn State. I think it was when they played Penn State. And Blake Corum, who's their running back, who's like a fifth-year senior guy, he'll be in the draft. And if Harbaugh comes to the Chargers, I would put that guy up high on your draft board. After the game, Harbaugh was suspended. Corum had his nose was split in half, just bleeding all down his face. And he was like, I just love Coach Harbaugh. We did a few. We love you. Like this. That's the kind of like affection that these guys have for their coach, which everyone says like he's quirky and weird. And he obviously demands a lot of like he left San Francisco because they tried to put the reins on him. But hey, his players play for him. That's for sure. They're not. They will not get beat by the Raiders by 50 points.
And I'm excited to watch Michigan in the playoffs now. I'm like, I got a team I'm going to follow in this playoff, college playoff.
I know, but do we root for them to win? Like, do we want them to go to the championship or do we want them out so we can just like get our bar already?
Everything I've heard is if he wins a championship, for a few people have said, if he wins, there's nothing else for him to do there. He's done it. Now time to go win a Super Bowl, which we want one of those as well.
He's like, I've conquered this land. Time for me to move on to better
guys pastures. Are hassling me. You're going to have to suspend me and shit. Like, I'm just going to move on. But so another thing that I find interesting about Harbaugh and spending a little more time looking at it and the comparison between him and Belichick is they're similar coaches in that they're quirky. They demand a lot of their players, very hard on them to a certain extent. But Harbaugh is working with college kids right now. He's working with younger players and is able to still bring that hard-nosed energy and, you know, what he is asking from these guys and applying it to college. So you're going to be working with we're going to have a young team next year. Let's just be honest. We're going to rely on our draft class and it's going to be a young team. So I think he's a much better fit in terms of being ready to, you know, let's go to an AFC championship, you know, get over on this team and take us there. Do whatever you want. You can have it all.
Yeah. No, he definitely seems like the leader type. And I mean, if everything is as you guys say it is, and I have no reason not to doubt that, it seems like he's got like that Midas touch. Everything he touches just turns into a winning team. Totally. So it would behoove the Spanos to do something, you know, to make the move, right?
Yeah, the Midas touch thing is funny because I would never think of Midas touch as the example anymore. I would only think of Goldmember. Like he's the modern day Midas touch. Yeah.
But I do one bold prediction for you.
Yes.
When we can move on. I think if we do get Harbaugh, he's coming in as the general manager and head coach, and we'll have some kind of bring in whoever you want as the assistant GM. That's what my bold prediction is. If he ends up coming to the Chargers, he'll have both those spots.
Hmm.
Well, because they don't have a GM in college, do they?
No, you're the director of player personnel.
It's like something similar. It's like the athletic director. Yeah, it's a different kind of thing.
Athletic director oversees all sports, though. So he was overseeing girls volleyball, and they just kind of are doing contracts with TVs and all that kind of crap. But yeah, I mean, in college, there's no GM. You're the guy. You do everything. All the recruiting goes through you. Who you want on your team, you get on your team. Who you want to kick off, you kick off. There is no, hey, what do we do? How does this work? Which is so bizarre, like how the NFL has evolved. I was watching this documentary on Bart Starr the other day, the quarterback for the Packers. Mm-hmm. They were the OC. The quarterback just called all the play. There was guy on the sideline calling plays. No, he just goes into the game, calls the play, they run the play. And now it's evolved into this thing where they have headsets and guys on the sideline and specific OCs. And sometimes the OC is the head coach. Sometimes the head coach is just the head coach. And then you have OCs and you have general managers telling you what players you're allowed to have. And it's like, that seems backwards. Like, I feel like the general manager should work for the coach. Mm-hmm. Hey, these are the guys that I need to effectively run my team. Go get them for me.
Right.
And if you can't, come back to me and I'll tell you some other guys that might work. Not you give me the team and I have to do what I like, do my best. That feels backwards.
Backwards for sure.
So, like the head coach can't do all like the finance stuff while running his team. You know, like that part, you need an outside source to be able to deal with salary cap and restructuring contracts and all that garbage. But like I need this guy, go make it happen. That should be what the head coach is able to do.
Gotcha. Yeah. No, that absolutely makes sense. And, that would certainly be enticing for anybody that really wanted that. It does seem to me like, to me, it seems like getting two jobs is like, God, now there's like one other thing to deal with. But I guess it's more of a, now I can have absolute control over what this team does and can do and what players we pick up. Nobody's going to get in my way other than the owner. As long as the owner lets me do what I feel is right for this team, then we'll have a championship before you know it.
You're not an offensive coordinator. You're not a defensive coordinator. You're the head coach. You deal with who's on your team. You oversee all of those things. Like, your DNA is in all of that. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the offense you're going to run? Oh, no, we're not doing that because I'm the head coach. So this is what you're going to run. You know, like that's what a head coach is. Like, if you think that Kellen Moore just got to go do whatever he wanted, you're sadly mistaken. Coach Staley had a say in everything that he did. Mm. All of his philosophy, all of his terminology, running the ball versus throwing the ball, fourth down, what they come up with a game plan together every week. And he's not, like, Staley has to check off on whatever he's going to do. He's the head coach. So I don't know. I think that the head coach needs to have that control, in my opinion, more than what they have now. I think the good teams have that. You just don't see it. We don't get to see how GMs and head coaches interact.
Right. Well, speaking of Harbaugh and everything that's been going on with him on the college side, from ESPN, the NCAA will reportedly charge Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh a level one violation for allegedly misleading investigators during the 2020 season.
They're going back in time. They're hopping in the DeLorean. Like, you know what? Let's, you know, it's like the IRS. Like, let's retroactively go look back at 2020 and see what else you did
for
wrong.
An audit.
Yeah, he's getting full-blown audited right now.
Cripes. Who's got the receipts?
Also, 2020 shouldn't count for anything. That was COVID. Like, that's just the... You don't look at what happened in 2020. Let's not go back there. That was terrible. Yeah. Right. We're not going back to 2020.
Well, I think that is the investigation, is it has to do with COVID and the protocols and blah, blah, blah. And that's what is the misleading aspect of it. So, yeah, I don't know, obviously, the entirety of the particulars as far as what was misleading or what was misled. But
that's on top of what just happened.
Under their noses. So, level one.
Well, it's just funny because that's on top of everything they're going through. They just went through with, like, the sign stealing and all that other shit. Like, and the crazy guy with the manifesto that, like, one day I'll become the Michigan. It is a crazy story if you haven't read about it. We won't spend all the time going over it here, but go check out why he's in trouble right now. And it's pretty fascinating.
Does any of that worry you, though? Like, does any of that concern you that he's having this trouble, or do you just like, it's college. I mean, it makes sense. You wouldn't have that trouble in the NFL or something.
Well,
like
you don't want to get caught doing this stuff. Like, to the extent
I'm mad that he did it. I'm mad that he got caught.
Well, pretty much. I don't know the extent of it. Like, you've heard stories of, like, people doing crazy shit. Like, I think it was, like, one of the coaches, I can't remember his name, but he sent out one of his assistants to leave a playbook for their, like, their game plan for the game out on a bench. Playbook. And somebody grabbed a fake playbook, put it in, and that team beat the shit out of that team. He didn't get in trouble. You're maximizing how you're playing the game. I think what happened in that situation is some guy really went above and beyond what he was probably asked to do and did some sketchy ass shit. And then that all came back on them. But, you know, it's something you think about, like, is he, you know, honest, and, you know, is that a concern? Yeah, maybe a little bit, but
he wins.
That's football games. Deflategate. Look at Belichick, the other guy we're talking about. He's also done sign stealing shit. It's the same thing.
Right.
It's the same thing.
Didn't Sean Payton, wasn't he wrapped
he
up
was,
in
he
something?
He had the bounty gate.
Bounty gate. Where they're like giving people money to hurt people. Hmm. Yeah. So they're all f***ed up. So what's the level of f***ed
it's
up?
It's the wild, wild west. Listen.
If you want a good coach, you're getting a psycho. So what do you want? You want a good coach?
You bring a gun to a knife fight. That's
exactly. 100% bazooka.
Have his back.
Yeah. On the level one violation, level one infraction seen as something that could seriously undermine or threaten the integrity of the NCAA collegiate model as set forth in the Constitution and bylaws, which results in a competitive or other advantage, could result in a multi-game suspension or other recruiting restrictions.
Dude, he's out. He's so over this crap. Yeah. There's no way. Like, he's already got kicked off of the field for half of this season. And now they're going to go back to 2020 and look at more stuff that he potentially did wrong. Mm-hmm. He left the San Francisco 49ers making millions of dollars, winning everything. And he's like, no, I'm out, because they tried to tell him what to do. You think this is going to go over well with Jimmy?
Mm-mm. Little Jimmy boy. James.
I like Jim Bob.
Jimbo. Harbaugh.
Jimbo.
Sweet Jimmy boy.
Jimba.
Jimba.
Oh, that's a good one.
He's my Jimba.
Yeah, he doesn't want the smoke for sure. Looking over at Scott Bingsburg, Michigan's Jim good Harbaugh name. Will not sign his new 5-year, $55 million contract proposal until at least mid-January. Harbaugh feels slighted by the university for not fully having his back during suspension this season and will again evaluate NFL interest. Hashtag Michigan, hashtag NFL.
So this, my thought is like, if this was going to happen, this is like the perfect alignment of stars. You know what I mean?
It's too perfectly aligned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It just is. Like, it has to happen. And I'm getting scared of how excited I am for it to happen.
Are you scared how it's too perfect? You're like, this is too good of a thing right now.
I've already, like, he's our new head coach in my mind. Like, that's where I'm at right now. It's not good at all. I am setting myself up for the biggest face plant of all time.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully that doesn't end up being the case. There is so much smoke going on around Twitter of just like, oh, so-and-so says they've been having some heavy talks.
Rumor mills, baby.
Colin
They're
Cowherd
flying.
Now is in that mix of I heard from somebody or I confirmed.
I will say, though, that our next four years, at least this year of draft, if you get Harbaugh, he knows everything going ins and outs.
Oh, do you think that ends up being the team now instead of Notre Dame? We start drafting heavily
Michigan players. Oh, you're going to get at least if he's on our team, if he's our head coach, you're at least getting two Michigan guys in the draft.
Yeah, at least.
Mm.
Well, that'll definitely.
Or they just say, no, I'm not signing with you. And then once they are free agents, they sign with us.
We're not signing our fifth. We don't want to be a fifth round pick. We'd rather go be an undrafted free agent with the Chargers and Jim Harbaugh.
With Jimba.
There you go.
Jimba. I think that's sticking. Hopefully we can use that.
It might stick. Well, before we get to Jim Harbaugh,
believe it or not, we're still playing football.
Yeah, we've still got some games to play.
And three to be exact.
That includes this Saturday against Buffalo, where right now I don't think anybody in the world thinks the Chargers are going to win, except maybe us.
We're such an unknown now. It's out of control. Like you can't. If anything, you're thinking we're going to take a step back. I don't know how we take a step back from that last game. So I would love to be the upset dogs on this, you know. Mm-hmm.
It will be interesting to see. Yeah, the NFL films came out with their prediction, and there's not a soul here that thinks the Chargers are gonna win. So
somebody has it close, 21-20.
Two of them do.
Yeah, there's a couple 21-20s. Yeah,
21-20s, but there's also some 34-13.
There's some big blowouts here too, so
31-10s.
We'll see what Saturday brings us, but first let's look at some quotes from Giff Smith. Do you think it's GIF or JIF?
GIF.
It is GIF. Okay, that's what I thought. Because I think...
Jeff Smith.
Well, I also heard that somebody said it was like Jeff, but like JIF? I don't know. I'm just asking. GIF said, it's been an awesome week. The staff has been incredible. The organization has been unbelievable. I'm just happy to be the guy standing at the podium. Later, he added, we're all in this because we're competitive people. I think it will be the same competitive spirit, just a different role that I'm asked with. But we get to go out there and compete, and that's why we all do it. How great is that?
I don't know if you guys listened to his first interview. Like, he was funny. He was intense. Like, he's giving off that kind of hard-nosed, intense football coach, which haven't had from Brandon. Brandon Staley didn't sound like this. You know,
The more I've thought about Brandon Staley, do you think he could have pulled that off?
What do you mean, being a hard-nosed guy?
Yeah.
I mean, he certainly tried to with Popper. Like, Popper was getting under his skin.
Well, yeah,
and he tried to
Popper,
be like,
but
that's what I mean.
With his football team, like last year in the playoffs, Joey Bosa rips his helmet off, spikes it into the ground, costs us 15 yards in a critical time of the game.
Right.
Does Staley go over to him and rip into him like Sean Payton?
No, he picks up
his helmet and hands it back to him. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't even think that's just part of his personality. Like, he just doesn't have that. He was never going to do that. It's not comfortable for him. That's just not what he can do. Mm-hmm. So that's just not who he is. I just don't know if that personality works as a head coach. I think like when you look at like a coaching staff, you need some of those types of guys. Mm-hmm. The head coach is going to rip into you. You walk over to the bench. You have a Brandon Staley come over and give you your like, it's all right, man. Like, keep your head in it. Let's get after it. Learn from this. But the head coach has to be the one that's like, no, that's unacceptable. You can't act like that type of vibe.
That's a good point.
It's just nothing against Coach Staley. I don't even know if he could pull that off, because I think you'd be able to see right through it, because it's just not who he is.
Yeah.
And I think Coach Giff is definitely more of that than what Staley was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They've got a quote here from Khalil Mack on Coach Giff saying, it's natural. Everybody likes Giff. Everybody knows the type of man he is, the type of leader he is. Very honest, very blunt, forthcoming. So it's definitely what you want in this situation. Not sugarcoating, nothing. Letting us know what it is and what we have to get ready for. That's powerful words.
He's not a candy man. Am I right?
The Candyman can.
Candyman.
Well, the Candyman can't in this situation. He doesn't sugarcoat it.
He's not the Candyman.
Not Giff, no. And then Derek Ansley on the defense saying, I am excited about the opportunity to lead our players. It's very familiar to what I've been doing. Now I just get a chance to call the plays on Saturday. I'm excited about that, but definitely am disappointed in the outcome of why I'm calling the plays.
Yeah, he's excited, dude.
This is the toughest one. Like, he's in a tough spot because he's doing more than anyone else on the staff is doing now. Like, he is stepping up, calling the plays, first year as a defensive coordinator. There's a lot on his shoulders right now.
Mm-hmm. But I'm glad that he's excited about it. He's like, oh, I get to play now. It's like, it's like when you're playing on, like, you know, an old or video game system and, like, your little brother is the one that's player two. He's like, well, now you get to be player one. Like, oh, I get to play player one. I get to call the plays. Okay.
Stuff
the whole new ball of wax. Yeah.
I've been waiting for this present for
this moment. Yeah. Don't blow it, Derek.
Don't embarrass me in front of my friends.
Yeah. Hey, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity. Don't blow
it. I don't know, man. I feel like so much of the stuff that we as fans were like, why are we still doing this? Like, why is Derwin still 20 yards off the ball every play? And why is Khalil Mack dropping into coverage ever? Like, why is he not rushing the quarterback on every single play?
Yeah.
And I just feel like a lot of that is going to start to happen because it just seems so no-brainer to us simpletons that it has to be like, it didn't work. Let's switch it.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a smart man, but I know what deep coverage
is. Let's see. And then there's Giff Smith on the defense this week saying there will be some subtle changes. There aren't wholesale changes. We're going to put the best guys out there in the best position to have the opportunity to stop Buffalo and give us a chance to win.
Subtle. We'll see what subtle actually means. The subtle better? Changes. The subtle mean better?
What he thinks. I was listening to his interview and Popper asked him, like, did any other coaches call you, give you any cool advice? And he said one coach, I can't remember his name, called him and said, all those ideas that you've ever had and all those like changes that you would have done, those are no longer thoughts. Now those are decisions. Like, those are actions. Like, now that's what you get
to do.
That's
a good way to put it. That's a great way to say that.
Because as an assistant, every time your head coach does something, you're like, not every time, but a lot of times you're like, I probably would have done that a little bit differently. Mm. But he's your coach. He's your boss. He's running the organization. You go, I support that. Let's go. Mm-hmm. But all those little thoughts that like, hey, I would have done that a little different. Now that's like, action. Now let's go. Now, okay. Now I can go do that. I would have done that different. Now we're going to do it different.
Yeah. Everybody watch. And then let's see. Eric Kendricks on the new play caller said the big change is that our former play caller is not here, but maybe small changes here and there to minimize confusion and just play fast. That's what our goal is, to play as fast as possible.
Minimize
dance party right now.
Minimize confusion. How confusing was this
Saturday,
shit?
Saturday. Playing fast. Saturday.
No confusion. Saturday. But like, honestly, like, how bad was this? Like, like he was trying to take the high road and be like, we're gonna, you know, make some small changes. We're just not gonna be confused anymore.
Yeah, everyone's gonna know what they're doing out there. It's just subtle.
We're just gonna be able to play fast as f- boy, and that'll be great.
Well, and that, I mean, that's coming from a guy, this is his first year with the team. And he came in and was just like, what? This is too confusing.
What is this?
He's like, you guys know what's going on? Yeah. What am I supposed to do here?
What am I supposed to do?
He's like, overrunning with Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
This can't be right.
I can't.
This doesn't feel right. This
doesn't feel right, coach.
It doesn't feel right. Derwin, help.
Derwin, he's 50 just yards that way.
Hands on the field. Like, I don't know what to do.
Coach, call time out.
Well, it is kind of refreshing, I think. You know, this was all something that needed to happen, and now we get to see at least a glimpse into what this team is going to be capable of, even with some of the guys, you know, not this team not fully healthy. They already have the injury report with the questionable, doubtful, and out, because we are playing Saturday, so that's already come out.
Saturday.
Questionable is Asai Bassey, Nick Vanett, and Nick Williams. Doubtful is Deanne Leonard and Tanner Muse. And out, sadly, is Keenan Allen and Joey Bosa. Now, obviously, this isn't a game that's necessarily like meaningful at this point as far as like trying to get into the playoffs. But this is a career year for Keenan Allen. And if anything, yeah. I just want him to get more catches, more yards, and set more records.
You don't want him to get hurt.
Definitely don't want him to get hurt. And so it makes sense to not play him. He didn't practice all week. He was dealing with a heel injury. Asai Bassey's dealing with a concussion and concussion protocol. He had limited practices, but got a full one in Thursday. Joey Bosa, I guess, got activated after being on IR with his foot, but only got a limited practice in Thursday. So that's not enough to...
I think he'll probably play next week.
You think so?
I think he will.
Well, it'll be fun to see if that ends up being the case.
There's still stuff to look forward to, is what I'm saying. Yeah. Like this, we still got three games. It's still going to be fun.
Yeah. It ain't the end of the season, folks. Zion Johnson was dealing with an ankle injury, but got full practices in all week. Deanne Leonard, dealing with that heel injury, didn't practice Tuesday or Wednesday, but limited Thursday. So that's why he's doubtful. Tanner Muse dealing with a knee injury, limited Thursday, Wednesday, and a full on Thursday, but still doubtful. Ogbonigbo with a hamstring injury, limited and full. So we'll get to see him back on special teams. Trey Pipkins dealing with a wrist injury, limited Tuesday and Wednesday, full on Thursday. So we'll probably see him. Nick Vanett, that tight end, we really haven't seen too much from after signing him, dealing with a back injury, just got a limited practice Thursday. So understandably questionable. And Nick Williams, the defensive lineman, dealing with the shoulder injury, limited all week. So questionable on whether or not he will play.
Yeah.
So it's a very extensive injury report. And shockingly, the Bills seems to be even longer.
Yeah. We don't need to go through. I don't know any of these names.
No. I don't need to go through the names, but I'm just.
It's like a lot of. There's like 15
guys. There's a lot
of
names, and there's a lot of big names on here. I mean, you're talking about Josh Allen, James Cook,
Micah Hyde. Starting safety, yeah.
Von Miller. I mean, there's a lot of big names. Oh, Dalton Kincaid's on there, too. Wow. So they're pretty banged up as well, being the point. And Chargers might have at least a bit of a fighting chance in this as far as eking out a win and being an upset for the Bills. But right now, the Bills are, it's weird, only 8-6. There are not a lot of top teams.
They had some bad losses.
Right now.
Yeah, some weird ones to weird teams kind of thing.
Hey, we're a weird team.
Hey,
we are that team.
We're weird as shit.
We're weird as boy.
Yeah. You came to us the weirdest we've ever been, boy.
You want to see weird? Show you some weird.
I'll show you weird. Yeah. Want to get nuts? Let's get nuts.
So yeah, they've had some really weird losses, but I mean they're still a top contender and they're still fighting for a top spot in the playoffs.
Dude,
so
the last two games they beat the Chiefs and the Cowboys. So
they took the Eagles to overtime the week before.
Yeah, they had
a three game stretch here.
They're catching their stride for sure right now. They're playing their best football right now. So we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, what you can see happen is over at our Patreon, patreon.com/chargerchat. Check out all the fun, cool videos we have over there. You can sign up, and hey, man, if you sign up in the $10 category, you could get one of these killer sweet.
Shit.
Oh, they're good patches. Oh yeah, they're awesome.
Banana flavored.
Mm. That's Patreon. The wool dogs taste like wool dogs.
Yes. Oh, it's the third Wonka reference so far.
That's patreon.com/chargerchat. And if you don't want to go over there, that's totally fine. You can go on over to our regular website, chargerchat.com. Check out all the cool stuff we got over there, t-shirts, hoodies, and stickers. You can chat it up with other Charger Chatteteers in the member section and ask questions and ask Bolt fam. So go check it out, chargerchat.com.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, folks, time to go on to the next segment. You know them, you love them. It's the Craig Experience.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Come on in, man. Kick your feet up.
Craig Experience. Hello there.
Make yourself at home. Got some stuff to talk about, right? Moving on.
Tell you what, probably better that you're seeing me now than last week. Took a little bit of a break, short week, Thursday night football, then followed up by some big news. But I probably wasn't the best person to have a conversation with after that loss to the Raiders. Forget the loss. It was a complete embarrassment. But guess what? We're on our way to happier times, and I couldn't be more excited about it. So with that said, let's get into the proceedings this evening. CC gang, the biggest of salutes, and to the rest of the Bolt fam, what is good eat? It's your guy Craig in Texas, and welcome to another edition of the Craig. Okay, so we already know what it is. Chargers lost in humiliating fashion, followed up by Tom Telesco and Brandon Staley being let go or relieved of their duties, fired, given their pink slips, whatever you want to call it. But there's a new era on the horizon, yet we must first finish the season. Three more games left with Giff Smith as your interim head coach. And the players, I'm sure, are enthused with that. He's well-loved by not just them, but the front office. So, interested to see what his future holds going into next year, if he's going to be retained. Whoever the new head coach is probably going to want his own guys, but I don't know. Are the Chargers going to make it a stipulation that Giff sticks around? We'll see. That's further down the line. But you got Derek Ainsley, who also has an opportunity to call the defense, which some of us have been clamoring for. And I've got a personal rooting interest there. DA played college ball with one of my best friends, so I definitely want to see him succeed. And as well, just like Giff Smith, see what the future holds for him. But y'all are really here to hear my opinion about what I want for the Chargers moving forward where leadership is concerned. A bunch of y'all already follow me on Twitter. If you don't, cool. This will be your first time hearing it. But you're not going to be surprised because it's along the lines of a lot of other folks. Person I want the Chargers to go after, literally stalk him if you must. Jim Harbaugh. Easy peasy. It's not rocket science. Makes perfect sense. The man has won wherever he's gone. Whether we're talking about in college, resurrecting a Stanford program, but was Stanford relevant before John at any point? Maybe at some point. I'm not a historian with regard to the Stanford Cardinal football team. Isn't their mascot a tree? I always get thrown off by that. One name, different mascot. It's like Auburn. Tigers, the War Eagle thing, it just gets really convoluted and confusing. But brought them to relevance after about 2 years of being there. First 2 years, a little rocky, but he built the program up and eventually took them to a couple bowls. His last year there, finished up 11-1, moved on to the NFL. Had a stint with the 49ers for 4 years. Literally 1 year in his bag, righted the ship. Got them to 13-3 year one. Was also NFL Coach of the Year in year one. And played in the Super Bowl eventually against his brother in the Har Bowl, as it was referred to. Goes to Michigan. You've seen what he's accomplished here in nearly a decade. I mean, aside from some of the penalties that have been levied and more apparently sanctions and whatnot are to come. So him sticking around seems less and less likely every day. But you know what Michigan's been asking for years. Beat Ohio State, which he has done consecutively 3 years in a row. Well, this season, he wasn't exactly on the sidelines because of those infractions that I mentioned. But the guy still got up for him and got the job done. So he clearly has a huge impact on that program. So at the end of the day, wherever he goes, winning follows. Here's why this makes a ton of sense. Not only for the Chargers as a whole, but specifically for Justin Herbert. You have an old school offensive mind that played quarterback, understands the importance of the run game, because do know this, any Jim Harbaugh team that you go back and look at is going to be strong in the trenches, and the running game is going to play a significant part of the game plan. This is going to take a ton of heat off of Justin Herbert and make him that much more efficient and effective. You can utilize play action, which means you can take your deep shots, work the ball down the field, and you'll get to see all of Jay Herbo in his splendor. Not just constant 5 and 7 step drops where he's having to evade pressure and work magic to be the Chargers' savior each and every game. He's going to have a complimentary offense to assist him, and he's going to be able to do all the special things in addition to it. The offense's success is not going to be predicated on just his ability to do all the crazy, wild, exceptional stuff. It'll just be the cherry on top, right? And yes, the Chargers benefit from it overall because there'll be a much more balanced offense. And also, Jim doesn't just believe in the trenches again on the offensive side of the ball, but the defensive line is a priority there as well for all of his teams. So you're probably going to see some better talent in the defensive front, not just guys who can come in and, you know, be good rotational players. You're going to have at least one difference maker. And it's something that I've been begging the Chargers to do. They need a disruptor in their front four. And I'm not just talking about on the edge. I mean on the interior. Jim is going to make that happen. I've probably called him John at some point during this, which I have a really bad habit of doing because we all know who his brother is. I always mix their names up. Just going to have to grab me some grace and, you know, get over it. But yes, this is the direction I want the Chargers to go in. Again, for the success of Justin Herbert and the franchise overall. And also because I mentioned this before, being an offensive minded head coach means that whoever is the OC, and whether they decide to stick around for a while or see some success in the short term, and it ends up being just like a quick cup of tea and then they bolt out for a new gig, no pun intended. The bones of the offense, the structure of it, the foundation will be from Jim's vision. So the effect won't be felt as much. And yeah, in the past, Jim's 10 years have not been as lengthy as maybe some feel they should have been because he's a little quirky. But I feel like at age, what, I think he's 60, 61, he probably wants this to be his last stop. And I would venture to say that when you have a quarterback like Justin Herbert under your tutelage, and you have an opportunity to grow that legacy, maybe this time around win a Super Bowl, at least one. He might dial things back a bit, be willing to play ball a bit more than what he was in the past with ownership and a GM, which, by the way, whoever the next GM is, he'll probably have a say in it. Look, I'm talking as if he's definitely going to be the guy. This is what I'm saying. In the event this does happen, he'll probably be someone that Jim approves of. And so this is probably a moot point. He'll stick around and we'll have a long-term coach who can come in and help to set a culture that the Chargers absolutely need. Let's get away from this finesse stuff. Let's get a guy in here with a proven track record of success and let him do his thing. That means, hey, Johnny boy, you're going to have to get out of the way and let the football people do the football stuff. If you're going to have Harbaugh in the building, you really don't have a choice. So not really concerned about that. But anyway, folks, that is how I feel. That is my vision. That is what I want. And hopefully it will happen. And we can talk about some alternatives here down the line, but as of today, this is all I care about. So that being said, I appreciate you for joining me. You know who it's been, Mr. Oh, it's right there. Bolt Gang or Do Not Bang, a.k.a. T-O-P underscore F-L-Y-T-3 over on Twitter. And yes, you can also catch me over on the Lightning Round podcast. Come holler at me. Check us out. But until the next one, oh yeah, there's a game this weekend against the Bills. Like I said before, I don't even know how much we care about that. But hey, go team, regardless. Catch y'all next one. Take it easy. Okay. Love you, bye.
Well, there you go, folks. Another awesome Craig experience. Craig, you're preaching to the choir, baby. We're all rooting for this.
I want to apologize. We did not know what you were going to talk about before we started this episode. We didn't listen to the segment first. No,
we listen to them all together, so we give honest reactions.
I'm glad we're on the same page here. I feel like we're coming together. Jimbaugh. Come on, let's get some Jimbaugh.
Give me the Jimbaugh. Jimbaugh. So yeah, Craig, we're 100% behind everything that you brought up, man. And hey, if anybody knows, I think Craig knows.
Craig knows.
Yeah.
Craig, for sure. Craig's deep in the weeds on that one. So we're right behind you there, Craig. Thank you for another awesome experience. I'm excited to see now what this offseason brings with a potential new head coach, with potentially Jim Harbaugh. And that's going to be some exciting Craig experiences, I think.
So, oh, I can't wait.
I've got my hopes. My hopes are high now. I'm setting myself up, Kyle.
He's good.
Talk me off the ledge.
No, I'm not in a healthy place right now.
I'm not either.
We haven't had a lot of fun this season. I think we just have fun with being excited about Jimbaugh.
Yeah, we are.
Jimbaugh. Yeah.
We are very excited. All right. Well, folks, that's going to do it for this episode of Charge Chat. But before we go, we've still got games, and that means we've still got bold predictions to make. So this Saturday game, Los Angeles Chargers against the Bills at home, SoFi Stadium. What are some of our bold predictions?
Who wants to
Kevin,
go first?
You go first.
Okay.
Kevin, you go first. Kevin, you go first.
I think the Chargers are going to pull this out.
They're going to win one for Dean.
21 to 20 Chargers.
Ooh.
And I think our sweet baby boy, Easton Stick, throws three touchdown passes. Mm. Don't think our run game is going to do much. Really don't. But
no,
I think.
Why?
I just don't have a feeling it's going to do much. But I think he's going to throw well. He's going to have, you know, three tutties, no interceptions, and we'll win 21-20.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is bold.
That is very bold.
You're welcome.
All right. I'm going to go. I think the only way we have a chance to win this is keeping it low scoring. Defense comes out and plays lights out. Mm. So I'm going to call it 14-10 Chargers. I was going to say 17, but I don't think we're going to score 17. I'm going to go 14-10 Chargers.
Okay.
And my bold prediction is that we're going to get some of these young guys on the field Deion Henley is going to have a sack.
Ooh.
And a pick.
Ooh.
And a pick.
Yeah.
Wow. Damn.
Coming out game.
I love it.
I know. Me too.
How do I follow that up?
I don't know.
Deion Henley. That caught me off guard.
I know.
I wasn't ready for that.
Everyone's calling for the young guys to get into the game. I don't think it's going to. Well, I just did a bold prediction that it will happen. I'm hopeful that it will happen.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it will. Maybe, dude, maybe Derek Ansley all season has been like, coach, we got to get Deion in there.
I know exactly how to call the perfect defense, coach. Just let me do it.
I've got the perfect play for Deion. He's like, just let me put him in.
Deion's got to get in there. We got to get him in there. And coach's like, no, he's not ready. He's not ready. And now this is that week that it's like, you're ready. And he goes in there and goes off.
I love it.
Yeah. All right. I think this has been a season that has been really, there's been a lot of opportunity on defense to make some big plays. And so I'm going to say defense gets at least 3 interceptions.
Whew.
One of those run back for a touchdown. And the guy that runs it back, who's going to remind us all how great of a player he is Derwin James.
I like that.
Derwin's game. They're going to keep it simple for him.
Final score is going to be Chargers are going to win 24-17.
Okay.
It's going to get close. It's going to be one of those games.
25 for Christmas. Make it 25.
25.
25-17. You also like the weird numbers.
I do. That's true.
Yeah. Oh, bro.
Let's go 25. All right. There you go, folks. Bold predictions in the books. That's going to do it for us here at Charger Chat. Any final thoughts, gentlemen, before we let this fly?
Let's go. I'm excited. This is a new team, man. We got a new team. We have no idea what's about to happen. Expectations shouldn't be anywhere because what the hell? Who knows?
Yeah.
Let's go have some fun and watch them.
Bar is low.
Yeah.
Let's leap over that.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, thank you, folks, for hanging out with us. That's going to do it for us here at Charger Chat. Don't forget to bolt up. Because we're ready for any squad, any place.
Okay, love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.